All right, Marty Lurie here in KBR 680 with the hitting coach of the San Francisco Giants, the world champion Giants, Sir Hensley Mullins. Bam Bam, peaks and valleys, it's part of life, it's part of baseball. How do you deal with it? Because these are your pupils.
Well, I have to make sure that I don't have any peaks and valleys because I'm the psychologist when it comes to that, talking to the guys, maintaining their strong frame of mind, and also understanding the roughness of the travel and the bodies are getting beat up. So, you know, when you understand that, you kind of have a feel when everybody's going through a rough time, mentally and physically, and you try to just every guy's different individually, so you know what to say to every guy individually, and it's a little different from all of them, and you don't use one philosophy. They all got their own philosophies, and that's how we deal with it.
You know, when you're on the West Coast, Bam Bam Mullins with us, you're going to have trips across three time zones. And we always talk about, well, you had to play a night game and you come back and it's 4 a.m. But there's still a period of time on the trip itself when you have to adjust. And I guess the question is, how long does it take to adjust coming from the West Coast to the East Coast, even if you have proper sleep or if you get in late one night and have to get ready the next day?
For me, I personally, I don't really feel it the way, it's been talked about. Well, obviously, I don't play, but I think it doesn't take that long. You know, we got to the East Coast and we played pretty good ball in Philly and in New York. You know, we took 4 out of 6 games. Coming back west, I think sometimes the hardest day is the second day here, not the first day, because of, getting back used to the time zone. But that's it. I think, it's a couple of days max, and guys should not really feel that they, crossed three time zones.
All right. Well, it comes up a lot, and we get a lot of questions about it.
There are studies. They say for each hour that you are going to be in a different time zone, it takes a day to get used to it. So, you can say 2 to 3 days if you're 3 days if we're going to the East Coast. But, we've played pretty good against the East on the East Coast. So, sometimes that stuff is just left at a study and not at the game being played on the field, which is totally different.
Yeah, of course, it depends who you're pitching, who you're seeing, how you feel, game situations, and everything else. All right, the next question that we get asked all the time. Look, the team on the road looks like the greatest team ever put together. You come home and you have a lot of trouble scoring runs. How come?
Well, it's hard to put a finger on the exact problem. These guys are hitting the ball extremely hard, some of them, and right at people. We hit into, line drives. We hit the balls in the gaps, and the park is difficult. The park is not the easiest park to hit in, and we know that. We've spoken about this before. Duffy hits a ball that's 3-run homer in any park in America the other day, but it didn't even get a track here. So, because the wind held it up, and it actually brought it back. You can see the left fielder kind of drifting back in to catch it, after he got all of it. So, those are the things we deal with. It's a little frustrating at times because of where we came from. These guys are hitting home runs to the opposite field. Now, I haven't seen a righty hit a home run to the opposite field here yet in a couple of years. So, but we have to deal with it. There is no way around it. We got to find a way to create opportunities. We're getting plenty of guys on base. We struck out with the bases loaded the other day, and then we hit into a double play. So those things also are a reason why you score less. And on the road, it seems to, whenever we get a situation, we get a base hit, a double, a sac fly or something, and it's a little bit more challenging here at the AT&T Park.
Oh, well, it certainly is. Hensley Mullins with us on the show. I like to give advice on the show, and I say, all right, instead of swinging away like you're in Philadelphia, New York, or Miami, Miami's actually a big park, but try to change the swing a little bit, try to gap it, try to go up the middle, try to change the, flatten it out a little bit. Does that make any sense?
You don't change anything. They all got flat swings. We don't have home run hitters, really. We just a team that makes a lot of contact. They hit a lot of line drives, and it's hard to change your swings from park to park to park. You don't really want to encourage that. You want to encourage the same approach all the time, the same swing, the same flatness to your swing, so you don't have to really worry about hitting the ball in the air when it's not carrying, or hitting the ball on the ground when, you know, there is good fielding infield. So, you know, basically we try to hit line drives. We try to hit the balls in the gaps. That's what we do so good. But, you know, at times it's a little challenging here, like I said already. But changing the swing is not something that I encourage that much at all.
That's why you're the hitting coach and I'm on the radio. This is the difference, why I'm doing this. All right. You got quite a little home run race going on between some people, including Panic and Duffy. Did you see this coming?
They're good hitters. I mean, these guys, you know, they're getting comfortable at the big league level. They're, you know, they're both in their second year. You know, and they're learning still. They're getting more comfortable facing big league pitching, seeing the same guys over and over again. So they kind of have a better idea now what they're facing. You know, when you're a rookie or your first year, it's the first time you're seeing all these pitchers, unless you're facing the minor leagues at some point. But it's a little harder to, you know, be comfortable right away when you're facing big league pitching that's been around for a while. But these guys, you know, they both played big beyond their years, beyond their age. They're very smart. They're very capable of making adjustments on the run. And Duffy's had to make it play in different positions and all that. But, you know, Panic has been solid. He's over 300 career hitter already. I mean, he's driving the ball. I believe I saw a number the other day that he's leading all second basemen in slugging percentage. Yeah. with six home runs. So, you know, it's he's got a nice swing, and once you learn how to use it in different parks, and you know, he's got a little bit of an angle when he hits the ball to left field that he hits fly balls. Once you clean that up, I think you're going to see more production and more extra base hits.
Boy, interesting. The other one is Aoki. And I know, my goodness, you're talking about an all-star. He deserves it. I mean, you look at where he is in the batting race and everything else. Any surprise there with him?
No, I think you were a little worried in spring training with him because you had like two or three hits in spring training. I think we talked about him at the end of camp or at the beginning of the season. I wasn't worried at all about him because of his track record. You know, his track record indicates that this guy is an on-base guy. He's a guy that gets a lot of base hits. He plays every day. You know, he gives you quality at bat. He's the toughest guy to strike out in the entire major league. So all of those things were not flukes from the years prior. So I knew that, you know, he was just getting ready in spring training. He was granted that he was on a new team. He didn't try to impress anybody. He just went about his business, got his body physically ready to play, got his timing down at the right time at the end of camp, and he's had a marvelous year for us.
Did I say that? Was I worried?
I think everybody was, but the you know, lack of getting on base because we were using him as a leadoff guy, and he wasn't really walking and all of that stuff. And I was like, hey, it's spring training. This guy is a veteran. He's got a 400 base percentage in Japan. He's got a 350 here in the States. This guy gets on base all the time. So now he's proving it. I guess he's got, a 380 on base now, and tops in the league. He's up there in hits in the league, and also in average. So I'm not surprised at all. This guy has won three batting titles in Japan, and he's a solid hitter. Yeah,
very good. Good report on him. All right. Do you look at any of this stuff, these numbers that people put out, balls that are hit hard, different fly ball ratio, ground ball ratio, pop-up ratio? Do you look at any of that stuff?
We have access to it. I don't spend too much time looking at them because, you know, it's just a new gimmick in the game. You know, these balls have been flying forever, these ratios and these angles. So I don't know why we have to look at them now different because it's accessible now. But, you know, we have access to everything that's out there in the world. And, you know, we have to tend to use what can help you, what cannot. You know, like we keep up with everything. So, but basically, you know, it's a simple approach to hitting. You still want to square the ball up. You still won't tell a guy he's not hitting because his exit speed velocity is, you know, 90 instead of 100. You know, I don't know if you start coaching like that and where you're gonna get to, but you know, it's valuable information, but you know, we just use it as we think we can and as we think it helps.
Yeah, it helps explain maybe someone's batting average or why they're there, but it doesn't change why they're there. The thing is to coach them as a hitter to do what they're supposed to do. All right, thanks for being with us, and I'm glad you remember what I say. And remember, I'm on radio, you're the coach.
That's why we work hard to keep these guys away from long valleys and perhaps longer on the peaks.
All right, Bam Bam, thanks so much.
You got it. You're welcome. Thank you.
More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.